The Kappa J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
Good morning and welcome into the Cap'n Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. We're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Still to come, we have our Friday folder, things that we didn't get to all week. It's been busy. And also we find out about our weekend weather with Tracy Butler at 9:50 from ABC7 Eyewitness News. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. As always, we appreciate you keeping the conversation going. Brought to you by DraftKings. All right, Cap, here we are, man. Bears, Lions. Let's take a look at both teams. The Lions, if you ever look for the Lions, usually you find them underneath your feet. Usually in last place, the NFC North. Looking for the Lions? Oh, there they are, down there. Hey, Lions, how's it going down there? Yeah. Haven't been relevant since Wayne Fonts. That's a fine.
And I don't have any money
today. Long dialogue. Still no mic on.
I don't have any money today. I look at this Lions team and agree with you. They're always in the cellar. They're always a bad team. I like Dan Campbell more than Snorling does. They have talent on that team. They need a quarterback. They need more defensive help. But they've got some really good players. This is not a rollover. I just don't see it.
You're just enamored by the young talent because you like what they're doing. It just doesn't garner results.
Right. They have a really good offensive line. They got a quarterback with a 2-1 touchdown interception ratio. Not huge numbers. 14-7, I believe, is his numbers. Mm-hmm. Aiden Hutchinson's a really good defensive player. They were really rough on Aaron Rodgers last week. Can they slow down the Bears' run game? I'm not convinced they can, and if they can't, then they win, the Bears.
Now, the run game, when you say the run game, I know for some people, the first thing they think about is Justin Fields. No, it's not about Justin Fields. It's about the entire running game, meaning will we see 70 or more yards from Montgomery? Like, if I set the number at 70 yards rushing, is he getting that? Herbert getting that?
Last week, I think Herbert ran for 7 carries for 23 yards.
Yes, and Montgomery hit walls.
14 for 36. Mm-hmm. That was not a great running game last week. It was great for Justin.
Take the Justin out. What's the running game? Not good.
There. But you go back a couple weeks before that, you had Herbert ran for 99. He had another game, 140-some. So they have shown flashes of being able to run the football with the running backs. Mm-hmm. But Justin's such the X factor. Can they slow him down? I don't know.
Well, let me just tell you this. As exciting as the Dolphins game was for Justin Fields in the offense, that can't be commonplace and a formula to win. Just not. I know we have some people on social media come after me about how, you know, why can't the Bears just be running the football exclusively? That's not the league, Cap. You have to have a mixture.
You do.
You got to keep the defense honest by having some kind of vertical passing game. You have to do it. And so I look at it as I look forward to seeing what Montgomery and Herbert does because, you know, Justin Fields, as much as I enjoy him running and getting yardage and getting first downs, I just don't want him to get hurt.
So the prediction machine analytics to your question, they project Justin to run for 64 yards. Mm-hmm. They project Montgomery to run for 56 and Herbert for 53. So solid. That's 160 yards rushing. Mm-hmm. It's not what it was.
Right.
But it's solid. Mm-hmm. Certainly solid. On the Lions side, their run game not projected to be great. Swift for 35 yards. Jamal Williams for 50 yards. Reynolds for 10 yards. That's it. They've got Goff going 20 of 31 for 218.
Man.
So.
Mm-hmm. But as we take a look at the teams, though, Cap, you are more optimistic about the Bears or the Lions' future? Because if you're more optimistic about the Lions, and whatever you want to say about the Packers, they're going through a tough stretch now, but they're not going to be, you know, getting tag days anytime soon. They're struggling now, but as long as Aaron Rodgers has a heartbeat, that team's always going to have a chance.
I'm more optimistic about the Bears because they've got Justin.
And the future is bright, right? With draft picks and salary cap.
Now, they got to spend it right and use those picks right. But I'm more optimistic about the Bears' future. I'm just talking about this Sunday's game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a rollover like so many of my friends who I've talked to keep going, oh, Bears win this one easy. You sure about that? You stop the run, they will win easy. If the Lions can't run the football, the Bears will win easy.
But if the Lions stop the Bears' running game and Justin has to do it with his arm,
then we have some issues.
Then that feels like the Lions would win that by 10 or more. If and this is, by the way, this is casting no aspersions on Justin Fields, like he can't throw the ball. He can throw the ball down the field. I'm just saying that the play design would be different. Clearly, if he can't run.
If he's back in the pocket having to go through his reads, can they protect him? I don't know the answer to that.
That's the great unknown, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For three games, the offenses look great, and the offensive line hasn't had to block as long because the ball gets out quickly or Justin's running around. So as far as the pass protection, it's been 2 seconds. Usually it's about, 3.7 seconds for Justin? There was a time where he was holding the ball the longest in the NFL.
Right, and that wasn't because he was getting great protection.
Mm-hmm.
He was hanging on to it too long.
Yeah.
He's getting it out much faster.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. 312-332-3776, our phone number. I agree with my partner that the Bears are closer to being a playoff team and having a better rebuild than where the Lions are. I like where the Lions are going, but again, you've got to be able to bear some fruit, man. I mean, these close losses are still losses. they're trying to build towards something. Campbell, the head coach, has a 6-year contract, which is unheard of in the league, by the way.
Correct.
It's not Jimmy Johnson there. It's Dan Campbell.
Correct.
So, Curtis is in Farmington, Minnesota, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Hey, Curtis.
Curtis, what's up?
Good morning, Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop. What's up?
Thank you so much. I actually agree with both you guys. You guys always have strong, great points on your discussions and stuff. But I think the overreaction with ESPN, I think it's their way of saying, you know, hooray for us finally because we've been starving for so long for a good team and we finally got something to cheer for. But you all pretty much get what I was going to say as far as, you know, we need, you know, Justin Fields to do his thing and they're doing a lot better job this year and then the last year from the last regime to do things that Justin Fields do very well. A really, really quick sidebar, man. Pretty freeze approach.
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
$3.126 million for the great Howard Ankin. Put that lawyer in your phone.
We're twins.
Sign my ball.
Yeah. So the other day, because I'm off today, thanks to Veterans Day, because I'm a veteran.
Thank you for your service.
You guys had, yes, thank you so much. You guys had that coach that was had a problem with his throat or whatever that couldn't really talk. You guys had us laughing at the job so hard. They had to call our managers in there. We was okay. Everything was fine. But it was the funniest thing I've ever heard, I'm telling you. Just keep that up, man, because we was having the worst day. But you guys had that on, and it really brightened our day. So we really, really appreciate you guys. I'm telling my boys, all my workers, our coworkers about you guys, about the radio. So they keep it locked in because y'all got some crazy stuff going on over there.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Curtis. We appreciate that.
Curtis, have a great weekend, man. We appreciate you.
And thank you for your service on this Veterans Day. And all the veterans are listening to this show. Thanks so much for supporting our country and keeping it safe over the years.
Yes.
Can you talk about something we did yesterday, Curtis?
I think the Mike Leach.
Oh, the Mike Leach coughing deal. Yeah.
I think that's what
okay,
that
okay.
was.
Okay, yeah. Yes, that was pretty funny. But Mike Leach is a – do we have that – have Charlie put that back in the system. Charlie, put that back in the system, the Mike Leach coughing bit. That was just amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest things we've heard in a long time here.
This poor guy. Let's hear the whole thing for those that missed it. Mike, so here it is. He's a very odd guy, a very odd duck, this coach, is he not?
He is an odd man.
Yes, and so he's in his post-game press conference, the head coach of Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
He's there, and he's trying to explain what happened in the game this past Saturday. Listen.
I didn't even get to invent that, you know, and then all of a sudden, well, they're kicking it off. And then, I'm working on this trademark cough. What do you think? It's getting better, too. Well, then, we marched it downfield. I thought we could have been closer.
It's just so the best. It's just so,
we so. Marched it down the field.
I mean, come on, Cap.
I just still can't believe he finishes his thought. Like, that's the most incredible thing to me. Being able to keep the composure to go through all that coughing and then thought it could have been closer.
So funny.
I've gotten on Cap over the years about that. I've gotten on him like Cap doesn't cough as much as he used to, but when he used, it was just you can't. It's intolerable. You can't have that, Cap. Cap clears it out now, but there was a time where he was sounding just like Leach. Terrible.
Never that bad.
What?
Never.
Are you kidding me?
Never that bad.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. There's Jake in Winnetka on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, fellas. Love the show.
Happy Appreciate you. How are you doing?
Happy Friday.
I'm doing good. Just want to touch base a little bit on Justin Fields. You know, I get all the excitement that's, you know, hovering over Justin. I think the guy's a super electric quarterback, and what's not to love about him. But my suggestion would be is just pump the brakes a little bit with this guy. And the city's been, you know, clamoring for a franchise quarterback. Really, since, I don't know, government's been handing out single-digit Social Security numbers. Mm-hmm. It's been a really long time. So, but and everything is so polarizing with him. Either the guy's a Hall of Famer or he's a bust. But no one wants to paint that picture of, what if he's just a really good quarterback? Where does that leave the Bears?
Well, Cap and I made this comment earlier, Jake, and that is you have to ride the wave, especially with young players. Veteran players, hey, if they're not getting the job done, we're on them. But with young players, this whole feeling, and again, this is not necessarily from Cap and I as much as it is, you know, other places on television where you need to find out yesterday whether or not a player is a Hall of Famer or not. I just think that rush to judgment is unhealthy in our sports society. It is. So, like, the idea that Patrick Williams already is supposed to be Kevin Garnett is just, that just doesn't make any sense.
Correct.
You have to wait to see the process. Everyone that becomes a pro doesn't become an all-star as soon as they take the court or the field of play.
There are people in town who are ready to just trade Patrick Williams. He's a bust.
No,
he's 21.
Yeah. Same thing with Justin Fields, though.
You see marketing how he's playing?
Yes.
25. He's exploded. He's top 22 in the league in scoring.
It's a friendly offense he's in. It's not marketing. It's just friendly offense.
Maybe. We're going to find out. Yeah. And it's early in the season. It's November, what? November 11th?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see where he is on April 11th.
Fair.
He may be up the track.
Fair.
Maybe he's not. Let's find out.
Your thoughts on the Bears and Lions this weekend. Which team is closer to competing? And do we need to pump the brakes on Justin Fields? Open phone lines for you right now. Very rare on the show, some open phone lines. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and Jay Hood, mornings 7 to 10.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter, at Cap Jay Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. We're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Well, I'll let you know that we have the Friday folder coming up at 9:35. We have our poll question up as well at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. Cap, we have a bunch of people that don't gamble listening to the show, or at least responding on Twitter. Almost 1,000 votes. Can you watch a sporting event without gambling on it? Settle the debate. 93% don't need to gamble.
How about that?
93%.
Okay, rephrase the question. Is it more enjoyable to watch a sporting event when you gamble?
All right, let Shay know, and we can have that up there as well. Shay, we have a new poll question. Go ahead, Cap.
Is it more enjoyable to watch a sporting event if you have a little action on it?
Probably gotta depends.
Be. the answer's got to be yes.
Well, so because Cap wants to see how that works. Because 93% say, can you watch a sporting event without gambling on it? They say, don't need to gamble. But if you rephrase the question, you think you'll have more yeses.
Correct.
Okay. So we'll put it out there and see what happens.
It's like a steak is delicious, but I enjoy the steak with a little seasoning on it.
Yes. Nothing wrong with that.
Correct.
Don in Chicago won the Hawthorne 4-pack. We'll do it again next.
Get it done, Donnie. You got some vouchers in there, kid.
Friday here on Cap and Jay Hood. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to the UK. Do you know that we're number one in London?
We are big in London. We've got Matt. We've got Bearlissimo.
How about Matt? Matt is in London. What's up, bruv?
How are you guys? All right?
Well, good. We're good talking Bears, isn't it?
Well, listen. Oh, by the way, before I start, happy Veterans Day to everybody in the US and also to everyone in the UK as well. Thank you very much for your service. So, yeah, I completely agree with you guys. I think the Bears are nearer to being a playoff team than the Lions. As you guys say, you know, they've got some great players, but they just don't seem to be gelling. And I think, you know, once we build through the draft, I think we're going to go next level. And I really do believe in Fields. I think we've got our quarterback for the next 10 years. And my other point as well is, with regards to betting, I actually bet, I can't remember how much I put it, but the odds were 10-1 on us getting Justin Fields. And I love the draft. But let me tell you something, because I put a little bit on it, it's even more exciting. So it took it to the next level. Thank you very much, guys. I love you.
Matt, you're the best, man.
3:23 in London.
We got him and Bearlissimo.
Number one in the afternoon in London, England, the Cap and Jay Hood show. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Wes is in Orland Park on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning, David and Jonathan.
What's up, Sparkles?
Well, hi, Wes.
Sparkles. I like that. You know, I think the Bears are doing the right thing with Justin. I don't think, you know, they have to lay the game plan out. If he's got to run, he's got to run. You know, he's putting points on the board. And that's the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think this weekend with the Lions, I think he should be able to pass for 200-plus. I'm not saying 300-plus. I'm saying 200-plus. You know, depending on the weather, I don't know if Tracy's going to be right. But supposedly we're going to have snow flurries, which it benefits the Bears. It really does.
Now, Wes, you know there's no Bears weather because we lose in the winter too.
Yeah, but you got to remember a rainbow against San Francisco. That was a fiasco.
Was there a rainbow in that weather?
Wes, thanks, man.
The whole time
it just poured.
Was that a little Tracy Butler slander, by the way? I don't know if she's right. She's always right.
Wes sounds like an old Harry Volkman guy.
He does.
He's not sure whether or not Tracy's going to give the accurate, but she always does.
Tracy, I have no issue that Tracy's accurate. She's amazing. I love Tracy Butler. My problem is she has influence and she dials up crappy forecasts.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
She's better than that.
She's trying.
She's in cahoots with Mother Nature, Hoodie.
She is Mother Nature.
How old is Mother Nature?
Old.
That's nice to say. All right. Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin.
Sign my ball. Cap, the one thing that has to happen, not just in the NFL, but also in the NBA, and the NHL does this as well. Cap, there's going to be mistakes made by officials, umpires, referees, all that. We saw in the last game the Bears played that there were a couple of plays, without question, that were egregious against the Bears. Claypool was trying to catch the football, two guys draped around him. That should have been PI.
Yes.
You call PI all the time for every little ticky-tack call, but in that spot, you don't because it's the Bears, because you feel like they're underachievers and the Dolphins are better, whatever the reason. Same thing with the play from our secondary.
You're talking about the Eddie Jackson PI.
Ticky-tack, but I get it. It's called all the time.
Okay, how about the intentional grounding on Tua they didn't call?
Well, they should have called that. But here's the point, though. we have all this technology that we have in sports today that's supposed to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Even in baseball, when it's like, well, we're going to check out this play at home plate, the technology says that he was safe. Well, you and I could see on our HD TV that the guy's out. If you're going upstairs to check it and you still get it wrong, that's a problem. These reports that we're getting from umpires and referees saying, well, we missed the call, that doesn't do anything for me. And so if I'm judging whether or not referees or umpires or whoever are any good, then, hey, man, when we get to the playoffs, hey, you may not make it. We'll have a letter grade for you. We evaluate your job. And I don't like what happened there. You're telling us, well, you screwed the play. Well, that does nothing for the Bears. Can't replay that game. But if I'm the person looking over, if I'm the boss of those officials, a little red check mark. Missed it. Another one. Missed it.
Right.
Bad job.
Bad job. But again, you get that letter and you go, throw it in the garbage. What does this do for me?
I get it. But all this technology, and we're still screwing it up.
I don't disagree.
So the human element is not good enough anymore.
But you want to have review for everything?
Not for everything.
Games will start at noon and end at 9:30 at night.
Where are you going? You still got the parlay going. What's your complaint? I'm just telling you, like the same. It's like the baseball argument. Baseball is too long. Well, you and I don't care about that. Unless we have an appointment. It's got no clock. Same thing with football. It's supposed to be noon to 3 o'clock. We've gone out of Soldier Field at 2:20. You and I. Oh, game's over. 2:30. Good. Now, these games now, because of advertising, because of the sponsorships, these games are going over to 3:10. What times your after show doesn't sometimes doesn't come on till 3:15?
Correct. But you cannot, because of TV and everything going on, you can't have games dragging on 4.5 hours because, did they spot that ball right in the first quarter? Let's review it. I don't know. Oh, is that a PN? Let's review it. I don't know. You can't.
But if you got something on the line, we've talked about gambling a lot, you'd be pissed off. You've been screwed by officials before for bad calls.
Yes.
Not good. Get it right. That's all I'm saying, Shay.
I think there's two perspectives, too, because like Kat mentions, you throw that in the garbage. I agree, and I hope that that's what Eberflus did with it. It's who cares? You lost the game. Focus on the fact that you lost and how you're going to get better. Get rid of it. But I think if we're talking about fans out here on the streets who watch the game, they saw the Bears get screwed. We saw the Bears get screwed. Frankly, I don't care if whatever referee was working the game doesn't get to go to the playoffs because of this. I just care that the Bears got screwed. So I think in some form, fans maybe want a deeper level of punishment or further review available for game-changing calls like this. There's a massive probability if you get that PI, you're at least tying the game with a field goal. You have a great kicker, ball's on the 30.
What do you think of that, Charlie?
I tend to think that these things, that ultimately throughout the course of a game, they'll kind of come out in the wash, like missed calls and stuff like that. But when it's, sometimes there's plays that are so dramatic and so obvious and so egregious that it's like, how can we not be better at this?
Yeah,
like,
but this they had the Saints get screwed so the Rams could go to the Super Bowl. So then we brought in review of the pass interference. That lasted how long?
Yeah, and that you're right, Kevin. That's kind of the problem. Like, I just wish there was an easier fix to this other than refs just got to be better. Like, I just don't know what the resolution would be. Because, like you said, the pass interference thing didn't work as soon as they introduced it.
Well, it can't be reviewed by the officials on the field because they protect each other. And that was the problem. It was a joke. Because if a guy who's working with you throws a flag on PI and the coach challenges it, you're not going to go overturn your guy.
I disagree with you.
That was the problem, though. It got flipped like 1% of the time. And some of them were obvious.
Yeah, but they do review things and it makes the official look wrong. They're getting graded. You can't say, I'm going to protect Hoodie. If it's close, maybe. If it's egregious, you're not protecting your guy because you're getting downgraded. Because the next day they go, what were you looking at? You're getting downgraded.
Hey, DeMarco, we got screwed last week, didn't we, DeMarco?
Yours on the box.
Hey, DeMarco.
How you doing?
You're on the air, kid.
Oh, man, I'm sorry about that. I'm on the construction site. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Yeah, DeMarco's in Beverly, and I'm jealous. Go ahead, DeMarco.
You said that the last time. Don't be jealous.
With all the money you're making, Hoodie, just go buy a big mansion out there.
No, I just want to say
I
that
buy
it's
Beverly.
I just want to say it's an honor and a privilege for you guys to have the for you guys to talk to me. No, I'm just kidding.
You're the man. We are. We're blessed to have you calling.
The Bears should absolutely beat the Lions. The Lions are at the bottom of the league. That's that. Justin Fields, I want to hold off on all the hype. I like him. He looks good. But if I can see consistency from him, then I'll jump on the bandwagon. You do it 3-4 games in a row, then I'm all in. This inconsistent once a month type stuff, I'm not with it.
He's done it 3 weeks in a row.
He's done it 3 weeks in a row?
Yep.
I must be missing it, but it just feels like, and then if we can get some wins to go with it, it'll really be fun.
That's
but
fair.
I'm just not there yet.
All right. Call us Monday.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Is construction sites, is that a fine when you get the beeps in the back?
I don't think so. No fine.
I think that's awesome.
Yes. It shows you that he's working.
Is Braggs out there laying the bricks?
Hopefully.
Braggs. He wants to flex the Bears-Packers to Sunday Night Football.
No, I don't want
for
to see
what
that.
Reason?
Don't
two horrible that. Teams.
The Friday Folder, next on Cap'n J. Hood.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J. Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J. Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and J. Hood Show.
Time for the Friday Folder here on ESPN 1000. Here's Shay Norley. Shay?
All right, boys, all the things we didn't get to this week, there's quite a bit because we were busy. I want to start with something that happened last weekend that was intended for a worst weekend segment we did not get to this week either. The city of Philadelphia lost two championships in one day. The first city in American sports history to lose two major championships in one day. The Philadelphia Union lost the MLS final to Los Angeles in the afternoon, and that same night, the Phillies lost the World Series to the Astros.
Think about that. Two in one night. What a bunch of losers.
Awful.
Cry, Eagles, cry. That'll be the next one.
That'll be the next one.
How about that?
I do not think they're winning the Super Bowl. I do not. I don't even think they're getting there.
ESPN 1000, hello.
Hello, this is Johnny from Buffalo Grove. How are you?
John, what about that? Philadelphia, terrible, right?
Oh, I love that, actually.
I've been... All right. What else do you got?
We'll get back to you, John. What else, Shay?
Shay?
I didn't expect that. That was funny. All right. California. Cap, you'll love this. Resoundingly rejects sports betting. 70% of voters said no to legalized sports betting. 83% said no to mobile sports betting.
Yeah. Apparently, the way that the statute was written has a lot to do with how it was voted on, and they're going to bring it back again down the road. I just don't get it. Why? It's free money for the state. You got the highest freaking taxes in the country. Why would you not want the free tax revenue that comes with it?
Dude, you're 100% right. I can't even... I mean, I was just in San Diego not too long ago and just looking at the... You think we have high gas prices here? Holy smokes.
Yeah.
In California?
It's insane.
So why not supplement? Okay, we're going down a business road here.
Yeah,
but the point is though is that Shay's right, you're right. Sports gambling helps states. You have a problem. You have a deficit issue in your state financially. Sports gambling helps.
Cannabis.
You turn it around.
You tell me people aren't getting high in California? Or I think they have cannabis.
Yeah,
but the states like Wisconsin doesn't. Nobody's getting high in that state. Stop yourself,
Shay.
All right, I want to ask about the World Cup because the stories have started coming out about what's happening in Qatar. Sepp Blatter, the former FIFA president, came out last week and admitted that
it was... Hang on a second. Can you imagine having a last name of Blatter?
No, I can't imagine that.
Hi, John Blatter here.
I was hoping somebody would pause at that.
I mean,
that's a ridiculous last name.
Hello, Sepp Blatter here.
It is absurd.
My Blatter. Sepp Blatter.
God.
Go ahead, Shay.
So he came out last week and admitted that it was a mistake to host the World Cup in Qatar. Huh. Flat out admitted this was a mistake. Then images from the fan village came out. So the fans will be housed in effectively storage units with no shade. There's no shade anywhere in the complex. No awnings, no tents, nothing. Just you and your storage unit.
That's just horrible.
So my question is this. This happens with every major global event, every Olympics, whether it's in Brazil or China or wherever. It's always a disaster right up until it goes off without a hitch. This World Cup, I feel like, might actually be a disaster.
Very well could. Yes.
I hope it's not. I mean, I'm not a huge World Cup guy, but I'll watch some of it.
Sure. Take the under.
Probably. But... I just don't understand why it's over there.
I mean, it's all about looking at the infrastructure first, right? What's best for the athletes? If you're going to have a World Cup, let's take a look. How's the housing? You know, what about the restaurants? What about the ambient? All of it, right? Is Correct. It safe? And you're just like, oh, we're just going to dump it here.
We'll put it in Qatar.
I mean, I'm not saying it have to be in America every time it comes around, but you could do better than that. Don't you care? You don't care.
Well, we can tell you why it's over there, too. Bribes.
That's pretty accurate, is it not?
Do you remember when they were going out trying to get... We had the World Cup here, trying to get the Olympics here.
Right.
Chicago will not participate in the next round of... And there were freaking 30,000 people in the Daily Center like, what? What did he just say?
Why not Chicago?
After the first round, Chicago will not participate. Are we out?
Yeah.
Yep. Get out.
We thought we were going to get it done. We did not.
I'd like to be on that flight from Copenhagen back home.
Shame. Oprah.
A radio host made headlines this week when he pooped himself on the air.
Okay, you got to explain. What happened there?
There was a conversation going on. It was all in comedy, and this guy laughed so hard, he pooped himself on the air. He had to remove himself from the studio to go wash up. He came back. He said a number of paper towels didn't really help the situation, but he was fighting through it. There is audio, but it's just people laughing, and it's not really worth playing. But Is that the most embarrassing place to poop yourself? It's embarrassing enough to do it. Doing it at work or on the air?
Like at work, though, only the people around you know. On the air?
That's so disgusting.
It was not Sylvie. People are starting to ask.
It's not Sylvie.
It was not Sylvie.
I did not poop myself this time, Waddle.
Was not Sylvie.
It was not Sylvie.
It was not. It's so disgusting. I guess if you're going to do it, I'd rather do it obviously at home. Poop yourself at home.
Yeah.
The worst place would be... at work, where people know it's you.
But on the air.
The smell.
Oh.
They know it's you. And people will always remember you as, like, stinky whatever.
I kind of want to push back. I can think of worse. Imagine, like, at your own wedding. Walking down the aisle.
Oh, God.
Standing at the altar and you just let one go right down your suit pants.
And you're in a white tux.
You think it's just a solid thought. And all of a sudden, you got the liquid... green apple steps.
Not good.
I actually have a story of a time this happened to me, and I wonder if it's more embarrassing. I was at a supermarket with my then-girlfriend, now-wife, and I told her I had to go to the bathroom. We were just trying to race through, and eventually I couldn't hold it anymore, so I'm racing to get to the bathroom, and on the way, I pooped myself and left a trail going into the bathroom.
Oh my God.
Is that more embarrassing?
You left a trail?
Ugh. Like a child.
All right, go to break.
It was horrible.
No. We want more.
I'm sick.
ESPN 1000, hello. That guy pooped himself.
He did.
Go ahead, Jay. You got one more?
I do have one more. The chip manufacturer Pocky has had to issue a warning because of their one chip challenge. It's supposedly the hottest chip ever made. It contains the Carolina Reaper pepper as well as a scorpion pepper. It's over 2 million Scoville units. And the challenge is it comes in one box and it's a coffin shape. And the challenge is you eat the chip and then go as long as you can without eating or drinking anything else. And then post your reaction to social media.
Okay, so can we do that? Wait, well, first, Chris and Adam, have they done that yet? Chris and Adam, have you done the one chip challenge yet? You won't do it? Is it because of your system?
They do all that stuff.
I was just wondering. Adam's coming to a mic.
So my wife had a bunch of her students do it, and like a couple of them like threw up, and like one of them almost had to go to the hospital. Like, I don't trust that stuff. No, thank you. Like, I'll eat spicy stuff. Like, I love spicy stuff. I love, like, spicy Arab food and Mexican food and stuff like that. But that one is way too much.
They issued the warning because there were severe side effects. Like, people were throwing up. People needed to be in ambulances. Severe coughing. There was, like, stomach issues coming out of it. I think we should do it. I think the three of us should get these chips, and we'll see who can last the longest after eating.
I like
chip.
Spicy, but that...
Three, all right.
Boy.
Charlie, you down?
Charlie, you want in? Charlie, I mean, you told me earlier when I brought this up off the air, you didn't
want
to do it.
When's your interview for your job, Charlie?
But I would like to be thought of as in.
Okay. What's scary is if Black and Abdallah are out, now I'm very concerned.
Correct, because they try anything.
If they won't do it, it's like, okay, well, then maybe it's not as cool.
Yeah, we got trouble.
I'll do it for content.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Absolutely. It's a great way to die.
I'll emcee it for you guys.
The last my last breath was me having that chip. And so long, everybody, from Chicago.
So long, everybody. I'm Chicago.
We will find out about the weekend weather with Tracy Butler from ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
She better have a flak jacket on.
That'll be coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood. We'll find out.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Hear that music only means one thing. Tracy Butler from ABC 7 Eyewitness News is with us to give us the weekend forecast. A little chilly, Tracy. A little different than it was yesterday. Good morning, Tracy.
Thanks, Hoodie. It's good to be with you.
You're always welcome.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Cap.
How are you?
You're way over there.
That was by your choice.
I know it was.
Yes.
You're better than this forecast.
Dude, we have had, since November 1st, we've had above average high temperatures every single day.
And thank you for that.
Well, guess what? It's November 11th.
Exactly.
And thank you for that.
And you know what? Technically, we have an above average high temperature today because it was 60 at midnight. Anyway, but this is what it's supposed to be doing, Cap. Yesterday's record high, 76 degrees.
Awesome.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah. I went for a run through downtown yesterday. It was awesome.
Okay. Can't you just be happy about that?
No, that was yesterday.
Okay, but I might have to suggest you move then.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Take that.
Take that. Well, thinking about it.
Well, what can we expect this weekend?
Okay. So, yeah, it is. We are going from well above average to below average. You know, we have not even hit officially freezing yet this season so far. This is kind of late.
Sure.
So I think we're going to get our first probably freezing temperature at O'Hare this weekend. Probably wake up to numbers low 30s tomorrow, probably 20s on Sunday. Tomorrow is going to be pretty cloudy, blustery, flurries at times, high around 38. Average high tomorrow is 50. Sunday for the Bears game, it will be sunny. But the temperature kickoff is going to be about 35 degrees.
Right now, what's the temperature?
Right now, it's 43.
Yeah. It's a good temperature, Cap.
Awesome.
It's a fall in Chicago. You think that's going to change?
No, I'm not. Let me put it this way. It sucks. That's why I despise the fall. Yesterday was a nice day. It was great. Loved it. Went for a run. I'm in a t-shirt, shorts, and it's awesome. But I know what the fall is. The prelude to hell.
Hell.
That sounds like an album title.
No, that's my existence with Cap every morning. Tracy Butler's brought to you by Shady Rays.
You don't need Shady Rays again until like May.
That's not true.
Here.
Like, did he just not hear? I said it was going to be sunny at Soldier Field on Sunday.
Yeah.
You'll need your Shady Rays.
You see?
You will.
Absolutely.
And then you know what? It also helps not just with the sun, but keeping your eyes from getting too cold.
Like, I'm amazed by the people who think, oh, the fall is so awesome, this crisp weather. Really?
Yeah, for some it is. Absolutely.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's fine.
God bless them.
My perfect temperature is 87 degrees. You know I like hot weather.
I'm right there with you.
I know, but we live where we live, and we have to accept the fact that you know what? We're blessed to get the four seasons in such variety.
Yeah, and if you like to live in Naples, go right ahead. No one's stopping you. It's not an anchor tied to your ass. Go ahead. Do the show from there. We'll still be together, though. Just long distance.
Long distance.
Nothing wrong with that. A lot of hosts do that. Absolutely. You want to move?
No.
Okay. Time now for the Cap and J Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Keep a Chevy parked at baseline.
Cap University up 46-35.
Chicago Cut! Cut! Give me the cut!
Call you out to play.
Apt! Come on! Apt!
We'll call this play apt.
Apt? Uh-oh, that means the diamond.
Yeah.
Apt! Red!
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Cap and Jared Cut of the Day brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Try the lobster escargot, Tracy. If you go there, don't sit on the patio because it's freaking cold out. But try that. Try the Newski bacon. The carrot cake's really good, too. My kids love that.
I don't like vegetables in my cake.
That's a great point. I'm not a huge carrot cake guy, but my kids are. By the way,
I appreciate your weather.
Tracy.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Tracy, Bonita Springs, Florida, 83 and sunny, going to 84 tomorrow.
Book a flight.
Yeah. Next Sunday.
Staying?
I'm out.
Hopefully he's staying. That's the kid, yeah. That way you can enjoy your weather and the show.
Mostly sunny right now.
Yeah.
Precipitation chance.
5%. I think it's going to be Hoodie and Butler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Have fun. I'll be in the backyard at the pool.
Sure. I think most days you're there anyway. We thank you so much for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. We thank to you for twitching and calling and being part of the show. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Charlie. For my buddy David Kaplan, I'm Jonathan Hood. Tracy, have a great weekend.
You too.
Work on your forecast, Butler.
Ooh, it's cool. It's chilly. I don't know if I like that. So long, everybody.
She's better than that. Take that.
From Chicago.
Keeping it respectful.